2011. So I don't know if we did or didn't.
Can you pull those others beside it?
I clicked those right along it. They're all at 32 that I clicked.
The whole row?
Yeah.
Can you go across the road and click that hole there? Can you do that and tell me what it is? I know he just had a recent sale, but what we...
Yeah, across the road, still...
32,000.
They're all...
That's what we set, because we dropped that from the 50-some thousand last year. I believe it was last year, maybe the year before last, but we did an adjustment. And if they need to be adjusted again, that's...
Looks like that was actually 11 to anyone who did that.
No.
Sorry. Went from 55 to 32 in 11.
Yeah.
The gears are running together, I think.
Yeah.
Is there electric and everything down there?
Yeah. Is there power and is there utilities all on these lots?
I think there's electric, but no...
There's water. Electric, no water, no sewer. No sewers. You got really well, and...
I've sold some for $10.5. I know 15's been a price. There's a lakefront lot over there, 22, like really nice right now. And it hadn't sold for quite some time. I'm going to try to take some video of it for a client in Utah. But
what'd you get on the one across the road?
I'm thinking it was 18. I mean, I'm looking it up. I hate to miss say.
I'm thinking we have another one coming up, Shoals Bend, maybe tomorrow.
We had a...
That might have some comps or something we could go by.
Is this on the same ridge and road that we did those for Fisher last year?
I think it may have been
2 or 3 years ago. Yeah,
I remember Fisher.
Yeah, it's been a few years. I think I'll look it up here.
Maybe it might have been the year before that.
Do you remember, Brandon?
I remember doing them. I think it was 2 years ago.
I believe we only did that one when we did his.
Well, he had a great big one. And then he had a smaller lot that went with these, but he had a great big one that had acreage in it.
Move to set the value of BOE number 2016-18 at 20,000.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
You think it's too high?
Where that one is?
That's right next to the one that you sold for 18.
Yeah, but it goes down. That one's flat. Anyway, I just think it's a hair high.
Mike, you want to call the gentleman?
No.
We changed Steve in 14 from 22 to 10,000.
5.05. That's a small one. Now he had one that was on around there. Maybe it was in his son's name or his daughter's name.
we didn't change the other ones.
The real value.
It had more acreage.
Yes,
and
no.
We've already voted on this one. I'm not.
But when you have a lake front, it's 22, hadn't sold in 2 years.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
If I have
8-1-8-7-2-6-8-8-2-1 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I don't... Mr. Gogromsky, this is Mike Schofield with the Board of Equalization, and we have set your property at $20,000, and you'll be getting a letter in the mail. Thank you.
I'm glad you did that last night.
Yeah. I didn't know how to.
That's what I was. That's what, dear sir. This is.
Okay, your next one is Richard and Dorothy Barclay, Living Trust.
You pull it back up.
It says that it's overvalued. The opinion of market value is $70,000. The purchase price was $110,000 back in 2008. It says that it's an arm's length transaction. He has comps attached.
You guys want any water?
I'll take a water. Thanks.
Yeah, I'll take one.
Two, three. Randy?
I'm good. Thank you.
Any other beverage? Oh, you want one too? Or the other beverage?
Water.
Oh.
I've already got my Mountain Dew.
Okay. Hello. We need water. Bring five. Would you like a donut, sir?
No, thank you. I appreciate it, though.
We're trying to feed everybody and get them drinking water, have them tickled to death the time we leave.
That's how I have helped you. Water and a donut.
Have we already made the phone call on the other, or they wasn't?
They wouldn't have.
He
liked the
passing. Yeah. We've moved on past that. I was going to make a recommendation on those. I don't know whether this is the time to do that or not. You want to wait till we finish this one up and then go back to it?
What'd you say?
I was going to make a recommendation on those and that stuff. In that subdivision, that anything that was set lower, leave it the same, but to move all those 32s down to the 20 that we give on the other one. And then let the assessor do the adjustments after that. I know that some of those that we looked in there had obsolescence factors in them that were high lines, and we had one that had a deep canyon in it, and so what we could do is he can do those adjustments on it, but we can lower that 32 down to 20 or 18, whichever one you want it to do, but just move them all down to where they're all the same along there, and the only change will be the obsolescence factor. We have the ability to do that.
You're saying all shoals then?
All of those on that road right there that send that stretch along that hill.
I'd be in favor of that.
Huh? You're right.
The board can bring up anything they want to bring up. The board can bring up any parcel they want to bring up. Keeps us awake. I think it's.
Wow. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Did you get my
heels? Chuck, did you want a water or?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Well.
I would be in favor of what you're talking about doing if it wasn't a non-assessment year. Y'all can do that.
Well, I don't want any violation of any rules, laws, or
No, I'm not saying that there's a violation of rules necessarily, but of course it's a good schools and districts accept their levies.
Shanna.
I'm certainly planning to get there for next year on reassessment.
Okay, but let's just let you wait and do the thing then. But I mean, that's what I'm in favor of as far as the, of course, I may not even have to worry about it.
Is this in person or this next one, Robertson?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, it should be here.
So we're on 2016-19 now?
Yes.
All right.
It says they're in person, right?
He's sitting right here.
Oh.
No. Nope. Well, that's your own page.
I'm a musician, too, so if I get a microphone, I'm liable to do 30 minutes.
All right. Would you bring your guitar?
No, I didn't.
Well,
no, I didn't.
Sing your appeal.
Yeah. Well, since, well, I appreciate y'all meeting with me. We own Branson Craft Mall, and it's on 165. We have a little less than 2 acres. We purchased it in 2003, and since that point, the property values have gone down.
Hold on a second. Are you, we're on.
Oh, you're on a different one?
That's what they said, and that's the reason I said, wait a second, but that...
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
The other one's supposed to be in person also, and it says you down for teleconference, but it may be flipped. They may have got those in there.
Which one are you, Duncan Pierman?
Yeah, Duncan and Pierman Trust, yes.
Okay.
Yes. I'm sorry, did I have it flipped?
Well, you don't have it.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
And I sent in an appraisal, too, of...
Well,
Parker Stone did that. Do you have that?
Mark, we need to wait on.
Okay. I'll shut up then.
No, you're fine. Yeah, that's our mistake. Yours is at 9:45.
Yes, it is.
We're still on the 9:30 one.
Okay.
All right.
I'll sit down then.
I said, yeah, Mike, I'd give them a call.
All right.
Sorry about that.
No.
Well, whenever Donna kept on saying he's right over there, that ain't... Hello.
Dorothy.
Yes.
Yeah. Is Dorothy Barclay.
Yes. This is Mike Schofield. I'm with the Board of Equalization. Hello. Hello. I guess I lost her.
She lost you.
She thought you were one of those
tax collectors.
No.
Bill collector.
They thought you were one of those calling for. Did you vote? Are you voting for? This is a very short poll, just about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You're calling.
What am I doing here?
Hello, Dorothy. This is Mike Schofield with the Board of Equalization, and we're here looking at we're here looking at your property on 175 Avondale Drive.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's see, you per-